Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Do it or die now. Stand your ground. Don't let your bad breaks go getting you down.
Don't let your bad breaks go getting you down.
Even when times get rough.
Even when times get rough. And you've had enough,
still gotta try.
That's you, small business owners. That's our anthem. Atlanta Rhythm Section, they didn't know it, but 40 years ago, almost, 35 years ago, they did that song, and I'm calling it our anthem. Do it or die, my friends. That's what you do. You're all in. I know you are, because I know you. I know you're all in. I know the quality of the work that you do, and that's the reason why I'm the small business advocate. It's the reason why I do everything I do. Every day, nothing has one goal, and that's to help you have the maximum opportunity to be successful. Because I don't even want to think about what the world looks like without you, small business owners. I'm Jim Blasingame. We're having a great visit with our good friend Arki Chankuti, Dr. Arki Chankuti, co-author of Built on Trust, one of my favorite books in my entire library. Arki, thanks again for being here. You're talking to us about some of the things you've run into working with young companies, startups.
Yes.
And they probably didn't realize when they started. They said, "Okay, we found our pain. We found a way to sort to heal the pain.
Yes.
We found a way to make a product to do that.
Yes.
We found the money. Now we're putting the team together. Now we're pretty much done." It probably never occurred to them that the culture of the team they're putting together had to be reconciled with something that would be productive.
Well, that's right, and that's where the struggle comes in, because we're not typically trained on that. The entrepreneurs and the venture capitalists are brilliant. You know, I mean, it's unbelievable what people are coming up with now.
Yep.
But when it comes to the interactions, it's more than simple management. As an example, here's an example. It's so simple you think, well, nobody could fall for this, but it happens all the time, where things are going so fast, and they're so important, and they're so critical, and customers waiting, et cetera, that people make decisions who are in a position to make them, but don't take the time to have the difficult buy-in discussion. So, in other words, they don't allow for or encourage respectful, intelligent pushback. So when that happens, the decisions, which tend to be major, feel imposed.
Mm-hmm.
Even if they're the right decisions, people don't even sometimes look to see if it's the right decision.
Mm-hmm.
They look to see if it's imposed. So that what happens then is if there's enough of this in the culture, and by the way, nobody's the bad person here. This is just an oversight, but it's critical. So what happens then is people don't push back. They're not invited to push back. They're not welcome to push back. There's a feeling that if I do push back, there could be a consequence, and so forth. And so they say, okay, we'll do it. They say yes, but they mean maybe.
Mm-hmm.
So then it comes out in the wash that it was unrealistic, or there weren't enough features in it,
mm-hmm.
or the features were incorrect, and so forth. And somebody knew that the whole time. But now it doesn't.
This reminds me of the quality process.
Yeah, the quality process starts
where you have the instructions. You've been given the red flag to hold up when things aren't going to work and stop the process in the middle of the line, not at the end.
That's right, and it could happen at the beginning of the line, in some cases, in many cases, especially
mm-hmm.
in the smaller organizations where. You know, there's exposure, and people know each other, or at least as you grow then, and it's going to get harder and harder to do this if you don't do it at the beginning. You can still do it, but it gets harder because, you know, I don't know the other people now. Not only that, they're in a different building. Now they're
right.
in a different
Do you see, when you work with these startups, do you see them beginning where they don't even, you know, in the beginning it's all excitement and everybody is you know all in and they haven't found out exactly what their groove is, so to speak, and who's supposed to be in what lanes, and so it sort of works in the beginning, but once they start getting some critical mass and they start having some expectations from them, that original way of doing business just is dysfunctional, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
If they don't mold into a, I think of it, this culture we're talking about,
yes,
is the way a basketball team comes together and learns how to make plays instead of just dribbling and shooting, right?
That's right. And built on trust, we call that the trust model. You know, little rules that the senior management makes, but that have buy-in throughout the organization. For instance, we're going to have full discussion about anything that's major or anything that's controversial, full discussion, then we're going to have buy-in. And once the full discussion happens, we have buy-in. If not, then you have this tussle, this constant tussle, and it gets, as you say, more difficult as the organization gets bigger because you don't know people.
Mm-hmm.
So, and it's fatiguing. This stressful situation is very tiring for people. They start to burn out. Now, they don't leave because maybe they've got stock options, or maybe they've got, some excitement, or maybe there's not another opportunity that's exciting for them, and so forth.
Right.
But the weight becomes more and more dead.
When a new person comes to work for me, I have a little speech I give them about how I expect them to behave, how we treat other people, how they will be treated, what they can expect from me, and what I expect from them.
Yes.
And so I don't use the word culture. But yes. I just have those expectations, and I tell them that.
Yeah, but that is culture, and that's important,
very important.
And then you have to stick to it. And when there's an exception, you have to make it clear why.
The book is called Built on Trust, learningcenter.net. Is that right?
Yeah,
learningcenter.net. Learning. Check it out, folks. Quick break. Right back with Archie Chancute.
The way he said, say goodnight. Parade on, it's a parade feeling in a...
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.